Do you ever sleep, man?
I mean, you forgot a couple other things. Not forgot. There's a couple other things you probably don't know about.
Okay.
No,
well,
I try to
what else you got?
Pretty busy.
What else you got?
I'm a partner in a partner production company up in Toronto there called Frostmark Films. We do a lot of work with some companies. Some of my sponsors, we do some of their video content. Patrick Dempsey actually just hired us to do all the video content for his charity ride that he's doing in October. So there's a couple projects on the side as well, on top of the beer.
On top of the beer, on top of that little racing career thing you got going on.
Oh yeah, that's my weekend gig.
That's your weekend gig. How did your weeknight gig end up, man? How did you end up on Dancing with the Stars?
You know, funny enough, we were on, we had an IndyCar team on Celebrity Family Feud a little while ago, and one of the casting directors for Dancing with the Stars was actually in the audience when we were filming that, and just came up to one of the representatives from IndyCar after the show and said, who's that guy? We like him. We want to talk to him about coming on the show. And they brought me out to a taping after the Long Beach race earlier in the year, so last season of the show. So I got to kind of see it in person and meet some of the cast, meet some of the behind the scenes guys, kind of see how it all fit together, and that's kind of how it went. You know, kind of how it started.
Before we go any further, how'd you do at the feud?
Dominated.
Oh,
IndyCar absolutely killed it against Team Sports Illustrated swimsuit models. And
the life of Hinch.
Fast money round. Yep. And TK and I did fast money, and we walked away with the bonus $25,000 for our charity, which was pretty cool.
Beautiful. Now, with the Dance with the Stars, I mean, after they approached you, I mean, was there much from your end? Was there trepidation about it? What was going through your mind before they wanted you? Were you sure you wanted them?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, they didn't give you a whole lot of time to decide. That was part of the trick of it. You know, it's to potentially give up the next 3 months of your life and, you know, dedicate 5 to 6 hours a day and all the rest of it. And oh yeah, on top of that, having to dance on a live, you know, audience and a live television audience and the whole bit. So there was a ton of trepidation. It wasn't a slam dunk, you know, even after I'd gone to the show, to the taping in April and saw it all, it made me feel better, but it certainly wasn't a foregone conclusion when they did eventually call, because dancing is not exactly my forte.
Right. Right. James,
not something I've spent a ton of time doing.
James Hinchcliffe joins us. He's on Dancing with the Stars now. Okay, can we ask you a little bit about your weekend job? How would you evaluate how your 2016 season went in the car?
You know, it's going well, man. I mean, you know, we've got two rounds left. We're eighth in the championship, but we've really closed the gap the last few weeks to the guys in the top five, and I think we're only 30 points out of third at the minute, so it's been strong. You know, we came within 0.08 of a second of the win at Texas last week. And we had podiums before at Toronto and an Indy GP, sat on the pole for the 500, had a strong race there. We've had a couple races where things didn't go our way, but we battled back and still pulled off a, you know, a respectable result. And that's why we've, you know, found ourselves in a pretty decent position in the points championship. So I would say that the series has really been it's been a success for us so far this year. You always want more, certainly, mm-hmm. but I think we can definitely be proud of the effort that we've put forward.
Hinch, are people still asking you about the accident? Is that something that you've moved on fully from, or is it still continuing to be a topic of conversation?
It's a topic of conversation less and less, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I think kind of once we got through the month of May, that was the big hurdle in terms of, you know, repeatedly bringing up that conversation. And so I think now, for the most part, people have, you know, they've seen that I'm back, they've seen that I'm still competitive, I'm still up there running for race wins and podiums, and now I think we can, you know, well and truly move on from that.
I know that the timing, it would appear anyway, looks pretty good with the Dancing with the Stars commitment and the season shortly coming to an end. I mean, will it impact at all your racing career going forward? Was it something you had to get permission to do from the bosses? I mean, how did that, the logistics of that, I guess, work out for you, James?
Well, you know, the bosses were all for it. They thought it would be a fun thing for us to be involved in, and you know, certainly good for the sport of IndyCar. You know, Elio was very successful.
It's pretty good.
On that show back in 2007, taking home the winner's trophy, the Mirrorball Trophy, and you know, and getting a lot of attention and a lot of fans for IndyCar racing. You know, the demographic of Dancing with the Stars isn't necessarily the demographic of motorheads that we have watching IndyCar.
You don't say.
So it brought some attention. Yeah, brought some attention to the series in a positive way. And so we hope to do that again. And, you know, the first 2 weeks of the show are going to be the toughest because we do still have two races left to go. And, you know, week two for us, the second show is going to be the hardest because we finished show one, and providing that we don't get voted off and we make it to week two, we have kind of Tuesday night and Wednesday to rehearse, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, I'm going to be out in Sonoma racing, which obviously is, you know, the primary concern and the main focus, and Monday is the next show. So there's not a whole lot of time to get ready for week two. If we make it past that, then the racing schedule is done, and, you know, I can go back to committing all my time and energy to trying to do, as you know, as well as we can in the competition.
James Hinchcliffe is with us. And we're running out of time here, but I just wanted to ask you, if you get a chance to visit with Ryan Lochte, what's the first question you're going to ask him on the Dancing with the Stars set?
What happened to the blonde hair?
I would have asked him what happened at the gas station.
Well, no, because that's what he's expecting you to ask.
Right. Right. So you catch him off guard kind of deal? Right.
I'm not, it's not catching him off guard. It's just, hey, man, I know you don't want to answer that question again. And frankly, I don't care what happened at the gas station.
Sure.
So sure. Let's dance.
So let's dance. James, listen, have a lot of fun with it. We appreciate the time. And if you have any spare time whatsoever, we hope to catch up with you soon down the road.
Absolutely, man. I'm going to need all the help I can get from Canada to get those votes in on the show. So I'll be back. Don't you worry.